Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here on August 21st, and just thankful that you are someone who loves to be prayed for, and I certainly am one of those people as well. So as this book is released out into the world, we too, how the church can redemptively respond to the sexual abuse crisis, I would appreciate your prayers. As you can imagine, this is a heavy subject, and I've been preparing for this for months, but still nothing compares to the actual release. So I'm just coveting your prayers for that. We are in Luke 24, verses 4 through 7 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men stood by them in dazzling clothes. So the women were terrified and bowed down to the ground. "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" asked the men. "He is not here, but he has been resurrected. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men to be crucified and rise on the third day.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I wouldn't be here praying if it weren't for your resurrection. I wouldn't be transformed if it weren't for your resurrection. And I just want to thank you for the power that raised you, Jesus, from the dead is alive in me through the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is such an important recommendation and reminder for those of us who have been abused and harmed in any way, because so much death has reigned, and the sting and the scourge of that kind of abuse is sticky. It sticks with us. And so, Lord, help us today to remember your resurrection, and that death is only momentary, and that there is life at the end. The old has gone, the new has come. And Lord, I would never use that phraseology on someone who's in pain, because it can sound a little bit like a platitude, like just forget about what happened in the past, it's no big deal, because I understand how deeply woven our stories are into our past, especially our childhoods, and so Lord, and especially just the largeness of trauma. And yet, Lord, there is something to be said for the fact that you have conquered the grave, and you have borne our afflictions on the cross, and you bore the sins that we have committed and the sins that have been committed against us on your holy shoulders on the cross. And so, Lord, I pray that you would reorient our hearts today toward that resurrection. We cry out to you for a new life. We cry out to you for healing. We cry out to you for meaning in the middle of this very messy story. We ask for a new perspective and vision to be able to see what you're up to and what you're doing. Lord, help us to realize too just the beauty of this passage, that the first folks who witnessed your resurrection and proclaimed it, so the first ones to share the gospel were women. And so often in this world and around the world and in the past world, women have been marginalized and harmed. And here you have given them the opportunity to be the first proclaimers of the gospel. And so, Lord, thank you for what you have done for women and how much you love them and how much you've listened to them. And Lord, I pray that you would send people into my friend's life today who would be like that. People who will listen, people who will stay close, people who will not put on band-aids and not put on cliches and not say platitudes because they're tired of listening. Lord, I pray for long-suffering friendships, friendships who love to carry burdens, friends who enjoy being just listening and praying and walking with. Lord, so much of my healing has come because, of course, that you are alive and well and you are interceding at the right hand of the throne of the Father, but so much of it has come with those messengers you have sent to me, those Christ followers who have dared to love me well and love me back to health. So that is certainly my prayer for my friend today, that you would send safe people, not the ones that dismiss their story, not the ones that tell them to get over it, not the ones who are insensitive, not the ones who don't understand the nature of trauma, but ones who truly love to listen and be there. And Lord, I pray you would make us into a people like that, that we would be listeners, that we would be compassionate and empathetic, so that we can see life change in other folks just by listening to their stories and loving them well. Lord, show us today who to love and who to listen to. I praise you and thank you for your resurrection by which I stand and by which I am alive today. I can't thank you enough. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and please keep going. I am currently loving a friend of mine who's walking through a valley of the shadow of death, and so I'm praying that I can be that good friend to her. Maybe you are doing the same and it feels like a long road. I do pray that God would give you perseverance. If you want to know a little bit more about the book, We Too, you can go to we2.org. There's all sorts of stuff there that you can find. And if you have any resources to recommend to me, let me know. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. Have an amazing day.